Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're almost there, gang. It's Thursday. Woo! We are almost there. And a good afternoon, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy, Dan.
Howdy do.
You know, it's impossible if somebody says howdy to you not to respond with a howdy back.
Yeah, when you say howdy, it's not like you go, what up?
Somebody says howdy, you go, howdy. And it's not howdy.
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 Howdy do.
And you have to be wearing a cowboy hat.
It helps.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You know what I didn't know until, was it a week ago? I bought a cowboy hat on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, you did.
When have you ever even been to a farm?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm farm adjacent. We decided to go to UMB's VIP tent for the opening of the American Royal.
You've driven by some corn in a field.
Yes. My grandfather was a farmer. Johnny grew up on a farm.
She's seen a tractor.
He owns boots. And so I thought, you know, we're going to the Royal. We need a cowboy hat. So I get this large brown felt, the real deal. It came in a hat box, you guys, from Texas. And I was going to surprise him. And I did not realize that hats have sizes, like shoes. And so Scott puts it on with your freakishly large melon and
is
like,
I have an 8 size head.
This does not fit. Then Sam puts it on, also freakishly large head, doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. But Logan was in the booth that day. It fit Logan. So I'm asking, if you're a man, do you know, Kramer, do you know your hat size?
Yes, 7 5/8.
How do you know that? 7 5/8.
I'm an 8.
I like to wear fitted hats.
I mean, like when you wear a ball cap, don't you just buy a ball cap?
Oh.
No. Oh, my God.
Not nowadays.
Get out.
I just thought most ball caps are one size fits all.
They used to be.
When they had the little thing on the back. But if you buy a fitted baseball hat, for example.
You have to know your size.
If you were to put a 7 or even smaller on top of my head, it would literally sit on top of my head.
You would
head.
Look like one of those little ventriloquist puppets.
Yes. So I wear a size 8. My dad wore a size 8.
How big does it go? Are there shoes?
Eight is about the biggest it goes, I think.
That's an XL, if you will.
Okay.
I'll look it up. What is the largest male hat size?
They'll go up to like 8.5, 9.
Anyway, so
depending.
I take it home. I'm all excited. It doesn't quite fit him, but it fits me gloriously.
Yeah, you look good in it.
And I love it.
No,
and
you do
so
look good
we're
in
both going to kind of like, you know, I've got K-State Mom's Weekend that I could wear it.
Okay, the largest hat size for a man is 9 1/4.
My goodness.
Wow.
Now that's a big head.
That's like an NBA guy or something.
Or
like linebacker.
B-Dub down the hall at 610 Sports back in the day.
Shout out.
Okay. Anyway, had no idea.
He had a freakishly large head.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
But women know their shoe size, and I'll never, ever understand sizes for women, you know, it's size okay. zero, well, size two,
we,
size
we don't
whatever.
Either, Scott.
Yeah, they
it's
don't
okay.
either. Yeah, it's, yeah.
That's why I've always told the children.
It just makes no
sense.
Do
not buy shoes online. Do not buy clothes online. Everything fits different. And I broke my own rule yesterday. I bought a pair of sensible shoes for our upcoming trip and got a 7.5, and they're too tight. So I had to take them back.
I would never buy shoes
back.
Online.
It's a ridiculous See, thing to even attempt.
Like in the three things that men know, no, there's four actually. You know your hat size, you know your jacket size.
Yeah.
You know your waist size, and you know your shoe size.
Correct.
Like in shoes, I'm an 11.5.
Everyone knows shoe and waist. Jacket, nah. You don't know your neck size, do you?
Actually, I do. 17.5.
Yeah, because you have to have that for a collared shirt that you've never worn ever.
Clothing is kind of based off of that chest size for jackets and
sure.
and things so like that. So you know if you're a 42 regular or a 44 long or something mm-hmm. like that.
Very good.
Very
that's
good,
one of the
Dan,
things you have to know.
What are
Peter's
you?
Clothiers over there.
Typically a 44R.
Okay.
44 regular.
Okay.
I'm a 46R.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
What are you laughing about?
Just nothing.
Size 11 in most shoes. Sometimes dress shoes, 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends.
Got it.
On how
you know what they
made.
Say about your shoe size.
No, I don't. Okay. We're moving on.
Yeah, if you don't have good insoles, you're going to get the plantar fasciitis.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
That's where I was going.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're all going.
All headed right toward the old plantar fasciitis.
I was getting really excited about the NFL game tonight until Rob Brennan from the sports station completely ruined this game for me tonight.
Who
There's
is
a
it?
Game tonight?
So it's the Bills and the Texans. And I was like, that actually sounds like it might be a decent game. Bills obviously would be favored.
I root for them now because of Grayson.
Right. Oh, by the way, Grayson posted on Facebook this morning, since he's now moved to Portugal.
He's in Portugal, yeah.
He said, first 1:15 a.m. game in my life. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get up
so
at 1:15.
He'll be watching the game at 1:15
this
morning.
Is it later there or earlier here?
Later. By 6 hours.
Okay.
But it's the exact same time.
Right. We've talked about this. I don't like it. But he's got to stay up. Like, we're watching it here, and it's like, woo, 7 p.m.
It'll be 7 o'clock here.
And it'll be 1 a.m. there.
But see, correct. It's going to be 1 a.m. there. He's already going to know the outcome of the game by the time we watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how the Olympics works.
Exactly. So because the game is being played at 1:15 in the morning, he'll already know the score before he watches the game.
I'm telling you, I know you're making fun of me, but that is how the Olympics works.
Actually, it doesn't.
Whatever. I hate all of you.
So before he even turns on the game, Dan, to your point,
mm-hmm.
because the game gets played at
Why
7 o'clock
Why is the game
tonight,
going to be bad? Did someone get hurt again?
The starting quarterback for the Texans apparently is out.
Yep. Mm. How effective is their backup quarterback?
Who is their backup quarterback?
Davis Mills.
Davis
Never
Mills.
Heard
he's
of him.
Got a neck. He's got a neck.
Okay.
I do
so
know
he's probably
I'm
got
a 17
larger,
and a half.
Larger melon would not fit head. Into my
cranium.
Cowboy hat.
No, not at all.
That's
I just,
right.
I'm telling you, Scott, I love when football's on. If it's on, I'll watch it.
We'll watch it. We did start last night the John Candy I Love or I Like Me or I Love Me.
Yeah. Is it good?
Actually, it is. It's like an hour and a half long. We got it, I don't know, like halfway through it, and then we decided to watch the news for a little bit and then go to bed. It is good. You feel sorry for the guy.
He was the original big fat guy. He and Belushi. And
right. And then, of course, later Chris Farley and the others. But, I always loved him in, he had a bit part in Vacation, which was super funny.
Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Parks closed. Moose should have told you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was in Stripes. I don't know if you know this, but I got a bit of a weight problem. And, but
he was a great actor.
Oh, he's good.
He was smart
he really
and
was.
Sharp.
And Dan, they get into some of the movies that he ended up doing where he was like really putting on his acting chops.
Yeah.
And wow.
How did we lose him?
He died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Is it a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
March 1994. I'm looking at it right here.
I was going to say, okay. My God, Dan.
Jeez Louise.
Super fan over there.
March
like
1994.
9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
He was in Durango, Mexico. Filming a movie.
Oh.
And you forget the movie, the great movie. He was only 40.
Uncle Buck.
He was only 44. Actually, 43. Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, as you mentioned just a moment ago.
I love all of the old comedic look back. The Eddie Murphy one right now that's running is really good. Mm-hmm. I Am Chris Farley is outstanding. Any of the old...
Oh, I haven't seen that
oh,
one.
Oh, I Am Chris Farley
and I love
is
Chris
so
Farley.
Good. It's so good.
He was my favorite comedic actor when I was a kid. But, you know, you watch this movie and they let on that, you know, when he was asked, when he would do interviews, he was often asked about his weight. And he would answer it and, you know, well, you know, I'm the go-to fat guy, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down inside, in his private moments, he would tell you he hated those questions.
Well, ask Melissa McCarthy the same thing. Mm-hmm. And she finally started shutting it down and would say, you know, if that's the most interesting thing you think there is about me, you have not prepared for this interview.
Yeah.
Like,
and a fair point.
Give me a break. There's yeah. so many other things that we could be talking about.
Yeah. And you forget how many movies John Candy was in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're weight obsessed in this country. You know that. We are.
Well, you know.
He was in every third movie of the 1980s.
Yeah.
For sure.
It felt like it.
And into the 90s. But you're absolutely right, Dana. We are weight obsessed. And I wonder, is this an American thing or is it a global thing?
I think it's global, but I think it's worse here. Like, even when a notable person in Hollywood loses weight, the clickbait on shocking transformation of, who is it? Meghan Trainor was in the news today for that. I didn't click on it. But it whether you're up or you're down, it seems like every other entertainment headline is about weight. And that says to me, it's because people click on it.
Well, we're paying attention to the wrong things.
What do you mean?
We're impressed by the wrong things. These
sure.
things don't matter in a sense. You know, these folks are trying to create art. And what does it matter if they're big or small?
But how many times have you been with someone and you bump into somebody that you haven't seen in a while, right?
Yeah.
So there's three of you. There's the person you're with and there's the third person that you bump into. And then when the two of you walk away, they say, or maybe you say,
boy, they've really put on. Yes,
they've let themselves go.
Or the opposite, man. You've lost a lot of weight.
They've done studies on this. If you lose 10 pounds, it takes 10 pounds either way for somebody to think, wow, you've lost a lot of weight,
or
you're gaining weight. It's 10 pounds either way. And how many times?
Yeah.
Have. Somebody said to us, or we say to somebody, oh, they let themselves go.
Well, go back to Hollywood. Even, not Val Kilmer, who was the one pretty recently? We talked about it. You went and saw the movie with Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, who was in Nuremberg, who had to gain weight to play the part of Goring.
You said it's almost unrecognizable.
He had gained a significant amount of weight for that role, yes. But
when it's for a role, we go, well, he gained it for the role.
I mean, exploring the method that these artists go through to fulfill a role, that's one thing, you know, but to constantly focus the size and shape of somebody.
But for John Candy, that's what he was known for.
Same with Chris Farley.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Tom Hanks in that one movie?
Castaway.
Where he lost a...
Yes.
Ridiculous amount of weight.
Or Dallas Buyers Club mm-hmm. with Matthew McConaughey.
That's right.
I mean, Brendan Fraser as well.
In Whale.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I could not watch that movie.
Really?
It was an award winner.
Mm-hmm. He
played, what, a 600-pound man or 7-pounder? I could not bring myself to watch it because I knew the depression and they're making fun of him. And I was just like, God, that just seems awful.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sad story out of Kansas City from KCTV5. A new wrongful death lawsuit claims a waste company's negligence killed a local mother. The lawsuit is filed in Jackson County Circuit Court, and records indicate that Steve Gleason filed the lawsuit last Monday against GFL Environmental Services, the big lime green company you've seen around town.
Sure.
The suit claims the waste company's negligence caused the death of Stephen's mother, Catherine Gleason. She died after the car she was riding in slammed into one of those dumpsters on Hillcrest Road near 96th Place. So this is just east of the Home Depot, just west of Blue Ridge Boulevard, 96th Place and Fairlane Drive. Clearly, this is going to be a residential area.
Hillcrest Road and what? Say it again.
96th Place and Fairlane Drive is what you're looking for. So the suit claims the waste company's negligence caused her death. She died after the car she was riding in slammed into the dumpster. And Scott's looking this up here. The crash happened, according to the police department, just after 8 a.m.
It's a residential street.
Oh, yeah. October 12th, 2024. Sadly, Catherine's other son, Jerry, was driving. They were in a Ford Escape when they collided with the dumpster. Both were rushed to the hospital. Catherine succumbed to her injuries later that evening. The lawsuit claims that the GFL driver delivered the dumpster to the wrong location and left it in the street with no warning signs. So you know how you can get a dumpster for hauling away construction materials or
1-800 got junk.
Yes, one of those big dumpsters that they dump at the foot of your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
According to the lawsuit, the dumpster should have been placed to the entrance of the Fairlane Homeowners Association, but instead was placed in the middle of the road. Now, we don't know, did they pop up over a hill and there was just a dumpster in the middle of the road? It doesn't get into that. The suit notes that in October of 2025, GFL offered to settle the case for $5 million, and the Gleason family rejected that offer. They believed Catherine's life was worth more.
Well, what amount of money can you put on a life?
They are seeking a jury trial. Court date has not yet been set. GFL has not responded.
Just northeast of the Grandview Triangle.
So if this is a residential neighborhood, you're going, what, 25 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour? But those dumpsters are...
In what neighborhood do you go 35 miles an hour?
25, 30 in a residential?
Okay. 25 to 30, no more.
If the company offered to settle for $5 million, Scott,
yeah,
this says to me the dumpster was left in a ridiculously, inherently dangerous spot. Does it not? You pop up over a hill, boom, it's right
they,
there.
They would make that argument. But, Dana, this is not a hilly neighborhood. This is flat land. And this is a neighborhood. I mean, literally, look at all the houses. It happened right here.
What are the rules about that? If you're dropping off anything like that, and let me give you an example. In my prior neighborhood in Leawood, there was someone contracted to come out and work on one of those fake evergreen tree cell towers.
Cell towers, yeah.
And in order to work on one of those cell towers that, you know, it's hidden to look like one of those fake fir trees, you have to have one of those bright orange boom ladders,
mm-hmm,
that, and they are long. They are way longer than, they're about the length of a semi, honestly. And then this scissor mechanism goes all the way up and people can work on the tower. Some ding-a-ling parked that at night. It took up the entire lane of the residential road at night and someone hit it.
Were
no cones. There, like, literally, you just came around the corner and this monstrosity of this vehicle or whatever you call it was just sitting there.
Does this story say what time this wreck occurred?
8 a.m.
So the sun would be up.
The sun would be up.
And you just plowed into a Dipsy dumpster.
But I also don't think those dumpsters should be just left in the street.
I agree with you on that.
Again, the fact that they offered to settle for $5 million speaks volumes to me, Scott.
If this was just on
flat land and anyone would have seen it, I think they would have said, look, there's some blame to go around here. While maybe we shouldn't have left it on this side of the street, he did plow right into it, right?
Well, but it also says to me, and maybe I'm a little cynical, we don't want to take this to a jury because a jury likes nothing more than spending other people's money. This is an insurance company, it would be my guess, that has come forward to the family and said, $5 million, let's just make this go away. I doubt it was the company that came forward and said, here's $5 million, let's go away. My question is, though, do you not see that in the middle of the road? It is daylight outside.
Man, I don't know, Scott. In the original story, Channel 5 reported dumpster lying in roadway. I don't know what that means.
I was just going to say define lying in the roadway.
Well, I would say define roadway. What to me, if you pop up over a hill and that sucker's there,
but Dana,
that is so negligent.
This is just northeast of the triangles I mentioned before. It is flat land. There are a million homes over there. It's all flat.
Hmm.
I'm literally looking at the Google satellite map as we speak. There is no hill.
Do you not have a responsibility? And let me give you an example. We had some heating and cooling folks out the other day to look at our heater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there
is... By the way, it looks like you've taken a shower.
Oh, thank you. Showered finally. There is really no place to park over there. They had two cones on the back of that van. It was just a van. They had two cones on the front end of that van.
I've seen it.
And you've seen that. That's the responsible mm-hmm. thing to do.
We don't know that there weren't cones around the Dipsy dumpster.
Pretty sure that would be mentioned somewhere.
But does is two cones on the back and two cones on the front, does that absolve you of any responsibility?
No. But I remember when that big old thing was parked, it's actually over by where Libby lives, parked just in the middle of the night right there on a curve. I remember thinking, do they not have to put lights on that or flag it or put cones around it? And sure enough, someone hit it.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tell the people what you've learned.
Does it change your opinion? Does it change your opinion if the person who happened to pass away in a case like this was approaching 90 years old? When I read this story and read her son was driving, loss of financial support, they're suing for anguish and all of those things, of course. And I'm not diminishing those things at any age.
Pain and suffering.
I lost my grandfather, and he lived a long, healthy life. I lost him in a car wreck.
Sorry to hear that.
Does it change your opinion if the person we're talking about was approaching 90? When I first read the story, it sounded like a mom and her son was driving, and I thought, oh my God, son is 16. I just assumed.
She's 40,
mom
45.
Is maybe 40. Also awful. I'm not saying this is any less awful, but if the son was driving and let's say was 70 and mother who did not survive her injuries was approaching 90, does it change your opinion? I'm just asking. Because we couldn't figure out if you're going 25 miles an hour, what, you know, but if you're, you know, if you're 88 years old, like my grandfather was when he got in a wreck, everyone else would have survived the wreck my grandpa died in. I'm just going to tell you right now. But he had COPD and the motorcycle hit his side of the car. He did not survive that wreck. It wasn't even necessarily
that.
Was
it due to injuries or because he had a heart attack?
Heart. No less devastating. I'm not saying that. I just made the false assumption that this was a much, when they said mom, son was driving, you know, I thought maybe they were on their way to school. Like, I don't know.
Well, we're led to believe now that the woman who died might have been 88 years
old. Someone who died with the exact same name and the exact same date of death.
In Kansas City, Missouri.
In Kansas City, happened to pass that day at age 88. I'm just asking during a break.
It would be remarkably coincidental if two women by the same name died on the same day.
In this town.
In the same city.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're led to believe that she may have been 88 years old. It only changes my opinion when they put into the lawsuit loss of income.
Sure.
I mean, what's her income? Social Security?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Her retirement? That's all going to get passed down to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you didn't lose the income.
Like, you hate asking, but like, and this is just the awful fact of these cases. Insurance companies, you have a number attached to your name. If you don't know it, you do. Just trust me. Everyone listening right now, there are actuaries that put a value to you. It's gross.
Dana, there's a value on your left pinky.
Yes.
There's a value on your right eye.
You know, there's an entire movie about the people who had to put a value on those we lost on September 11th.
I believe
had to put a number to every single one of those victims.
I believe a left arm is worth $10,000.
I would not give up my left arm for $10,000.
Nor would I. But if you lost it, that's what you get. Jeff in Shawnee. Jeff, hello.
Hi, Scott. In the last segment, I wish you would have brought up to Dana kind of a what if. And the what if is this. What if it had been a truck? I get it. You know, she's all wigged out on the fact that it was a dumpster. But what if it was a truck sitting there in the same spot, occupied or unoccupied? Would that make a difference?
That's a
great question.
Jeff, that's a great question. What if somebody had parked their truck on the curb and gone into their home and went to bed and hadn't left the next morning?
Exactly.
The only difference would be, Jeff, is that a truck would have the legal right to be parked on the road out in front of somebody's house. A dumpster's not supposed to be there.
Where is a dumpster? Are you saying it belongs in the driveway?
Well, anytime we've ever had a dumpster delivered, like we're moving, it is 100% not placed in the road for this very reason.
What if the dumpster was placed, was delivered while the people who lived in the home were at work or were?
That's why this is the lawsuits against GFL.
913-586-7798. Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hello.
This is something that I go through classes and get briefings on a regular basis and are advised on how that I do my work and how that I keep my roads safe. And the thing of it is under normal traffic, under normal driving conditions, can they see it with enough time to avoid it? Do they have enough room to clear it? Do they have all the rest of the stuff that's involved to safely proceed? So if you set up a trap, meaning that you set it up to where that it's a surprise,
yeah,
you are liable. But if you set it up to where that they can see it for a distance, give enough time to be able to make the determination, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a piece of equipment, whether it's a dumpster, whether it's a truck, doesn't matter what it is.
Or Jim, what about a mattress on the highway or a couch on the highway? We see that all the time because people don't secure their stuff in their trucks.
That is the one who dumped it off and they're supposed to go get it. The thing of it is what I have to do is if I've called in about that dumpster, it gives me a certain amount of time to be able to go get that mattress and get it off the road and return the road to the safe field. If I don't get it off there in a timely manner, then I become liable for that mattress being there.
I bet Jim, I bet you very, very few people own that the way you would.
Marilyn in KCK. Marilyn, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Okay. My thought, you kept on, Dana was talking about, hills. And Scott, you're like, no, it's flat. What if they went around a corner and they couldn't see the other side of going around the corner? And slammed right into it.
Yep. There's a tree there. There's an obstruction there. They're looking to the left because there's a pedestrian there. This is why you can't leave stuff in the middle of the road. I agree with you, Marilyn.
Right. So that was my only thing. Maybe they were just going around the corner and they could not see it at all.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but going back to the Google map, this occurred at 96 Terrace and Hillcrest Road. There does not appear to me to be something that would look like an obstruction. There are no trees, no bushes, even close to that intersection. And I'm literally looking at the satellite map of that intersection. So I have no idea. I have great sympathy for the family that lost their loved one. I'm curious if they probably maybe should have taken the $5 million and just walked away. Now, granted, juries love to spend other people's money. However, at what point are you partially responsible for making sure that you don't run into a Dipsy dumpster?
I don't know, because I've seen this in my prior neighborhood and it was so dangerous at night. Now, during the day, you could see it there.
This was 8 a.m.
You could see this thing from space. But I remember saying at the time to Libby, I go, someone is going to come flying around that corner, slam directly into that, and they're going to die. I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. Because it was blind.
913-586-7798. Kramer, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
Is there audio?
After the top of the hour, we have an update on the condition of Miss Jamaica.
I have not seen Dan Weinbaum.
Oh, my gosh. He was in tears.
Laugh like that.
He's still laughing.
In a long time. I saw the headline, and, you know, Scott finds it funny when people fall. He just does. He watches videos.
I do. I think that stuff's
funny.
Of
people falling. She's fine, by the way.
She's going to be okay.
She's going to be okay. She's got some bumps and bruises. No broken bones. Why are falls so funny?
Well, as long as you survive, they're funny.
Of course. I don't mean like falling off the Grand Canyon, but
she is in the hospital.
Well, it was kind of funny, her stepping off the stage and not realizing she should have taken a right and followed.
Why do we still do this to women, by the way?
And face planting into the floor below.
I mean, that was funny. But what just put the cherry on top of the whole thing, she's a doctor in real life.
That is
correct.
Yes,
these are incredibly accomplished women, Dan.
I know. And she is a doctor of ophthalmology.
Did you forget to put her glasses on?
That's an eye doctor.
I'm aware, Dan. We're aware.
And that just sent me over the edge when I found it.
I said out in the newsroom, number one, falling is funny. Number two, once those boys start giggling out there, you cannot reel them back in. And number three, why are we still asking women to prance around in 7-inch high heels?
They're not being forced to.
I know. Yeah, I said, why don't we have an entirely new pageant idea where you all go out wearing Skechers?
Do men even watch these things?
I don't think so, Dan.
I have judged two pageants, Miss Nebraska 1 year, Miss Missouri the next. Okay? It's not the dads. It's the moms.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. Now, granted, yes, obviously there are some dads there. And I've told this story before. Before the pageant begins, right, and they bring the young ladies in, you have to do the interviews. That's first. Then you do the evening gown. Then you do swimwear.
Yep.
Okay? And I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody who is very familiar with this stuff told me, as I remember driving to the Miss Missouri was first, actually. Mm-hmm. I remember driving to St. Louis for Miss Missouri. Ryan Robertson from KU basketball fame was one of the other judges.
Okay.
By the way, he's a big fan of the show.
Oh, good.
He likes Dana Parks.
Rock Chalk.
Yeah, Rock Chalk. And I'm on the phone with somebody in the industry who knows a lot about pageants. This is how shallow as a kiddie pool this business is. This person is on the phone with me, and she says, I know this is your first pageant, and you've never judged this before, but Scott, remember, face, face, face. We can fix personality.
Oh, my gosh.
But it is face, face, face. And so when you're doing these interviews with these young ladies before they've even gone up on stage to do the evening gown or the swimsuit competition,
you're judging what they look like.
Immediately. Immediately. We can fix their personality. We can't fix their face.
But they're all stunning. They're all beautiful.
One wasn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just saying, one was not. I was like,
how was their personality?
I'm surprised.
Horrible.
That the...
And by the way, you have to interview them for 5 minutes.
Oh yeah.
And so they, you know, and they go. It's like a dating game kind of scenario where they go from table to table to table to table. And usually there's like four or five judges, and so you know maybe there's 20 girls, and they're all women. I should say women. I beg your pardon. And so five come in, 15 are waiting outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they go table to table, and as they move out, other ones come in. But I remember interviewing this one. This was a Nebraska contestant. And she sits down, and she's got UGG boots on and, like, a T-shirt. And I'm like, this
good.
Is an interesting look. And, I mean, it was like talking to a brick wall.
Hmm.
And you're on a timer. So they set the timer.
Yeah.
And I remember being about two or three questions in.
Thinking this is not going
I'm
well.
I'm like, where's the ding, ding, ding?
Scott.
Merciful Jesus.
I'm surprised the pendulum has not swung way the other way and we don't do these anymore. I mean, just think about it. Think about what this is.
They're self-perpetuating business models.
I know.
Is what they are.
And they are the smartest of the smartest. Well, they are.
Not necessarily.
Damn,
not
I'm telling them. You. To reach that level, to reach that national level, yes, you are. You've got to claw your way on up there.
If you're Miss Jamaica, you're clearly smart, you're beautiful, and you're blind.
A doctor of ophthalmology.
My God.
You know, I mean, that's rather impressive, actually,
mm-hmm.
for anybody.
What would have been impressive is if she could have stayed on the stage.
Okay. Does she
that would have been impressive.
Any chance of
she
moving forward?
After falling off the stage?
Yes.
Zero.
That doesn't mean she doesn't have poise. It's how you come back after you fall.
You don't come back.
Okay.
You just lay there.
She didn't see. She's an eye doctor.
I don't see a way forward for her.
And we've lost Dan again.
But here's one more thing about pageants. I've told this story before. Before everybody comes in, the organizers, the producers, they all come into the room with you. And there's, like I said, four or five judges. And you have a little meeting, and they show you the scorecards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we're looking for and blah,
not
blah, blah.
Not falling.
We would prefer that you not fall. Keep your eyes open. But one thing they said is if you have to go to the bathroom or the restroom during a break – do not, if you go in, like Scott, and if Scott and Ryan Robertson go into the restroom together, do not talk about the contestants. Here's why. It is a dog-eat-dog business.
Mm-hmm.
And if the dads...
They would send a mole into the urinal.
Dads would go into the... And this happened. Because we had set times when we could go to the restroom. And Ryan and I would go into the restroom together to go to the bathroom. And... The room was packed. Just dads waiting to hear what we thought about their daughters.
Not that many dads had to use the restroom is
no,
what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Hmm. Well, we wish her well.
Eye doctor.
I don't see a chance where she's going to win. I don't know about you, Dan. Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dan and Parks, we will see you... Stop. Get a hold of yourself.
Trying.
We'll see you on the other side.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits
perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.